Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Yeah, yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. And Rich Sheban's with us. And, you know, class, I was just telling Jason, who's engineering. Thank you, Jason. We had a storm last night. Lasted about 15 minutes. A little after 7 o'clock. And we had hail size of ping pong balls, golf balls, just a little bit smaller than that. It damaged the roof. It loosened the gutters. It cracked the windshield on our truck. We're missing some shingles on the roof. I have no idea if we still have any cows. I have no idea if any trees were taken down. It just pummeled the garden. The garden is smashed. And the fruit trees that you have in orchard, they put it in about 15 years ago, and I don't know what damage has been done to that. I'm livid, absolutely livid. This current administration is outrageous on all counts. And this is vandalism. This is intentional damage caused by our government with the spraying and the deliberate manipulation of the weather. It's outrageous. People have been encouraged to put in solar panels. They put in the solar panels, and they find out they get half the current that they were expecting. And that's because these bandits, these parasites, these people in charge are damaging everything in sight. If they can imagine it, they're damaging it, and we're all paying the price for it. And it's an absolute outrage. And I think someone is going to let his Agent Orange get out of control, and it's going to start. It's going to start, and the revolution will begin. I'm not advocating it. I'm going to sit on the sidelines unless shots are fired at me. But you know what? We've been lied to at every turn. We've been lied to about UFOs. We've been lied to about aliens. We've been lied to about wind turbines and electric cars and lithium and nuclear reactors, and we've been lied to by the corporations who put colors and dyes in our food. And that, by the way, that's Thursday's class with Kathy. We're going to expose those parasites as well. We've been lied to by everyone who wants our money, and money is the generic term I'm using for the savings that we have accumulated by working to the bone. It's outrageous. It's disgusting. And the wealthy are getting wealthier, and the little guys are being pummeled, and frankly, we're sick of it. Rich Sheban, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, and basically, this is why I give published articles and interviews in the public domain, because everything that you just said, I like to prove. And that's why we use terms like facts in lieu of propaganda. We talk about truth. We need facts. We talk about evidence and proof. So we do all this so we can expose the hoaxes, the false flags, the lying, the gaslighting, everything. And, speaking of lying, you basically touched on so-called climate change, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. And we all know that most of this weather is weather warfare because this patents on geoengineering. And go to geoengineeringwatch.org and read Dane Wigington's stuff. He's on every alternative media site you can get. He's been interviewed by Vince several times. It's all out there. It's all been proven. So to, let's talk about lies. Let's talk about a truth bomb that Kamala Harris dropped. We talked about this privately, I believe, yesterday, Vince. The whole world is talking about this now. And look, this isn't anything new. We've been dropping these truth bombs on our side, proving this for years, especially with the bioweapon. And what Kamala said is that she talked about, quote, reducing population is a goal of the climate change movement. They are not hiding it, folks. They will manufacture anything in order to create bans, dictatorships, tyranny, basically consolidate power, money, and control, where you have absolutely no will to live, where you're willing to give up. This is what they want to do. And it's funny how, you know, the alternative media, in a way, is making such a big deal about this. Because we gave almost 3 years of bioweapon proof. I mean, we've given the numbers, we've given the math, we proved how science is for sale. This is why I'd like to at least give these articles and interviews that's published in the public domain. I don't want to just give information that's not backed by fact. I don't want speculation. This is why we do this here, folks, is to prove this stuff. Now, going back to what Vince said about climate change, there's been a bunch of climatologists that have blown the whistle on all this cover-up and all the lies that's been going on. You know, remember all the global warming and all this stuff? If anything's going to be warming things up, it's not going to be by us. It's going to be by the people who have already been exposed by Dane Wiginton, again, at geoengineeringwatch.org. I mean, they want to block the sun. I mean, look at all the information and articles that we've already given. Countless scientists have now blown the whistle and exposed these climate lies. And there's a really good article, and it's on band.video, which is one of Alex Jones' sites, and it's titled Climate Change Hoax Exposed. And the powers that be are trying to create data from 1998. Why from 1998? Because that was the hottest year on record. So we're not really global. It's not a global warming scenario. What's happening? What's really happening is that we're getting cooler. Look, what they want to do. We haven't gone for a record high in over 15 years since 1998, which was the hottest year on record. We're actually cooling, and it's because of solar activity. We've gone through all this science many times. They want carbon footprints. They want to bring in CBDCs. They want you living in 15-minute cities. They want to ban your life. So they are attacking food, and they're attacking energy under the guise of, oh, it's best for the greater good regarding climate relief. It's all BS, folks. They want depopulation. Kamala Harris said this. So this is why I like to give this evidence, because they come out with solutions that are totally against the people, and they don't practice what they preach. And I got a ton of articles on that today. I'm sure I'm not going to get to probably even 50% of what I've prepared for, but you know, regarding what Vince was talking about, if we had to pick a theme for today's topic, it would be lowering the bars of standards for a job. No one's doing their job. It would be corruption, be lies, it would be hypocrisy, it would be double standards. And, you know, some of these articles I have are downright scary, and some are, it's almost entertainment. It's almost satire. It's so stupid regarding how dumb they think you are. Look, this Great Reset, folks, has been planned for decades and decades and decades. The delegitimization of work has been planned for a long time. This is why they want to have distractions dumbing down, especially divide and conquer strategies, because they want you by groups, by hyphens, by pronouns. They need to make certain groups feel they're entitled to play the victim group status card to lower the bars of standards and qualifications for a job. And no one works, everyone gives up, and you go on UBI, which is universal basic income. They want to eliminate value. They want to make sure that the people who get a job didn't earn the job. And they want you to react emotionally to eliminate your critical thinking ability. We've connected these dots over and over and over again. And it's amazing how they can basically brainwash you to react emotionally while the same people are insulting your work ethic, your ability, and your intelligence, and saying you can't compete in this realm. And then they make the same people of the same group literally demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, which in your face they are degrading and disrespecting you based on what group you're in. Their job is to break your will. Their job is to make you submissive. Their job is to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize the system. And that's how you destroy America, by rewarding mediocrity and eliminating opportunity, knowledge, productivity, innovation. They want anything that matters. Your oath, your vow, your word of honor, your work ethic, everything they want gone. And that's how they're going to control you. And that's how they're going to consolidate power, money, and control for themselves. That's the elite. That's the aristocracy. That's how they're doing it. And speaking of climate, let me show you. I bet this audience is pretty educated on what's going on. They do. I believe this audience is probably in the top 10% of alternative media for reading and research. And that being said, let me just show you some of the propaganda and hoaxes. Spanish minister attends climate conference by jet. So she gets there by a private jet to this climate conference. You can't even make that part up, right? So 100 yards before she gets to the venue, she gets out of her limo, and people caught her on film. I'm not making this stuff up. She gets out of her limo and takes a bicycle to prove that the climate is in such disarray, not by us, not by all the patents and weather machines and HARP and all this stuff, how they're destroying our climate. So she gets out of her limo and takes the last 100 yards on a bicycle while her security cars follow her. Why, she guzzled all this fuel on a private jet to get to the climate conference. You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is how, what really this is an insult to you, the people. This shows how stupid they think you are, that you're buying this stuff. But people are waking up all over the place. Vince, before I go on to more articles here to prove what we've said, do you have any comments on what I just mentioned here before?
Sure. It's been reported that Pete What's-His-Butt, Transportation Secretary, did the same thing. Drove to work in an SUV and takes the bicycle out and does the last few hundred yards on the bicycle. Yep. And no, that's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. Look it up.
It's true.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class for Chief is with us. And for about 3 years, we at USA Prepares have been telling you that our research points to COVID-19 and the jab being bioweapons. Well, it's coming out every day that we're right. We've been right for 3 years. Way before just about anyone else had ever said it. But we did say it here, and we're right. And here is a headline from Daily Mail on the Internet. Quote, Kamala Harris' latest gaffe sparks wild conspiracy theories as she claims Biden administration wants to reduce population instead of pollution. Goes on to say, quote, in a verbal slip-up, Harris spoke of reducing population to breathe clean air. White House later confirmed that she meant to say reduce pollution. And here is what she said. This is from WH.gov. None of these are my words. These are their words. And this is from WH.gov. Quote, this is what they say, she said, this is their official position of what the Vice President of the United States said, quote, when we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. Applause, end quote. Let me say that again, make sure everyone got it. Quote, this is the Vice President saying this just a couple days ago. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. end quote. And that's followed by applause. And that's what WH.gov said. There was an applause after that. These morons applauded her saying that when they invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. What a great thing, reducing population. Now, frankly, if they kill us all, it doesn't matter what the pollution is like. It doesn't matter. We'll all be dead. It doesn't matter if pollution increases a million times. It doesn't matter because we won't know about it and we'll be dead and can't do anything about it. These people are killing us. They have killed, in my opinion, and by the way, don't believe anything I say. I believe they have killed mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, and grandparents and children with the jab and COVID. And I believe, and I have not, it's immutable. My position on this is immutable. Even though we got thrown off a radio network for what my beliefs are, I still believe that COVID-19 is absolutely, positively real, deadly, expensive, debilitating. And that it was engineered. And that we had involvement in it. And it's been covered up. And the people who have committed this mass murder are getting away with it so far. And the jab is the real reason. The reason to get the panic so people would say, I got to get the jab so I don't get COVID. So they got the jab so they could see their loved ones in nursing homes and hospitals and go to ball games at schools. That's why they got the jab. And if I go to my end of my driveway here at the farm and I look to the right, we used to have an instructor that lived there. If I look a little farther down the road, there's another guy who listened to us religiously. If I look to the left, there's another guy. He got the jab and died. So two of those three, I know for a fact, got the jab. Their doctor said, y'all better get the jab, you know, otherwise you could get COVID. So they got the jab, they got COVID from the jab, and their immune system self-destructed and they died. That's just three people on this road. This is a dirt road, class. This is nothing compared to the number of people in the city. And if you listen to RFK Jr., I'm paraphrasing, but he said this is targeted toward whites and blacks, exempting the Jews and the Chinese. That's what he said, not me. Those are his words.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is headed to Washington for a meeting today with President Biden. He'll also address a joint meeting of Congress. The visit comes as Biden yesterday invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States for an official visit later this year. Iowa's new law that outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected is on hold. A judge has granted a request for a temporary injunction just days after it was signed into law. Governor Kim Reynolds says the state will appeal. Expect today to be another day of investigators combing through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. Police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. Huerman's Chevy Avalanche pickup was seized yesterday in South Carolina. Investigators say it helped them crack the case. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, if you do a search on the internet and you type in RFK, and you type in COVID-19, and you type in bioweapon, you'll probably come up with something like what I came up with. These are not my words. This is from the businessinsider.com. Quote, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. baselessly claims COVID-19 was ethnically targeted to spare Jews and Chinese people, report says, end quote. It goes on to say, quote, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. baselessly claims COVID-19 may have been ethnically targeted to spare certain groups. He said Caucasians and black people were most susceptible, and Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people were most immune. RFK Jr., who is running for president, is a longtime vaccine skeptic and a conspiracy theorist, end quote. That's what it says. Now, I tried to get to another article that I saved the link. I can't get to it. I'm wondering if it's being scrubbed. Rich, you've seen these articles, right?
Yeah, Vince. I wanted to break in here. I did see the article. I have one of the articles right in front of me. And basically, what JFK Jr. said is that it was taken out of context a little bit. What he really meant is that there has been, he was referring to studies, that there are studies that ethnicity can be targeted. And that's what he basically meant. But, I have some very scary news if I get to healthcare. It sounds like, by the way we're going, I'm not going to get there. But let me mention just one article that I picked out because you were talking about vaccines. Gates, the globalist organizations to expand immunization coverage through VMAPs, which is vaccine microneedles embedded in sticky patches. So let's say you're taking a nicotine patch. Has that been tampered with? That's a question mark. I'm not saying it is. I'm just wondering, with the technology that's out there, are we going to have to avoid everything, including, a lot of food that we don't grow or raise or ourselves? I mean, this is very disturbing. So from what I heard on the follow-up from RFK is that he meant, again, regarding the studies that he has seen. Okay, so I think the media took it out of context because the Kennedy family, the Democrats, they want to get rid of JFK Jr. big time for obvious reasons. And he's come up with lots of evidence and proof and facts about a lot of the things he said, but I think this article was taken out of context. Vince?
Okay, I've seen it lots of places. It's been regurgitated many times. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. So that's why I read the article. But that's what it said.
Yeah, and no, it did. It did. Yeah. But he came back after all this, after the left tried to basically hang him with these words. I think he put it in a certain context that of what he actually meant, and that was regarding to studies that he had read. Okay? So
his father.
And that's what they do. Look, everything is propaganda today, folks. You got to read between the lines. That's why we do our best to vet for authenticity and make sure people get truth, because that's what it's about. So, Vince, is there anything else before I go into more articles that you want to touch on?
I just wanted to mention that his father, Robert F. Kennedy Sr., he was the Attorney General for the United States. And his brother, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, was president. So the Kennedy brothers were at the highest level of U.S. government. So it seems to me, and both of those guys were assassinated, Robert F. Kennedy Sr. and John F. Kennedy. They were both assassinated. Not too far apart in time when both of them were in office. And it looks like the committee wanted them dead. And I remember when John Fitzgerald Kennedy, president, was assassinated. I was in school, elementary school. Teachers were crying. This was 1963. Teachers were crying in the hallways. Nobody could believe that the president was shot and killed. And what you've never seen since then, that I did, but I saw it, was that people drove with their headlights on in mourning for the president. Now, this was in the 60s. This is when you had to physically turn your headlights on in your car. They didn't just come on automatically because people are too stupid to know when to turn their headlights on. You had to actually turn a switch or pull a knob in order to turn those headlights on. And that was a sign of respect. And we were told that we would learn in about 75 years who did it. And you know what? We haven't learned who did it yet. It's all been covered up. And why 75 years? So that anyone who's alive at that time would probably be dead when they released what really happened, who actually did it. And I met President Gerald Ford. I met him, and he was involved in the final report of the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I met him. And it wasn't like there was a big crowd and I could just see him from a distance. I was right next to him. And there were only like six of us in the room. Five guys and former President Ford. When we were telling him about the computer system that we built for a bank, because he was on the board of directors. He came to visit and see what we were up to. So we gave him a tour. It was just five of us. Secret Service was outside with their Uzis, outside the room. True story. Rich, we don't get the truth. We're kept in the dark. They lie and lie and lie. They don't know how to tell the truth. And it seems like people in Washington, D.C., it's like a cult of everyone who has any level of authority has a gun to his head, and he's got a gun to other people's heads, and it's like, don't anybody shoot, because we're all going to go down. That's what it seems like to me. Back to you.
All right, Vince. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to concentrate. I'm going to throw a little economics and maybe get to health care, probably not. But I'm going to concentrate, since you're going there today, I'm going to concentrate on the lies of big government. You know, for example, like we talked about climate change, how come NOAA has had gag orders for all these years? Everything is a lie. Everything is propaganda. We've given so much proof on that, it's unbelievable. So here we go with some big government stuff here, folks. Are you ready for this? When I tell you the title of this next article, you're going to say, well, Rich, where's big government? Well, we saw the movie The Sound of Freedom with Caviezel, the Tim Ballard story about child sex trafficking, pedophilia. And this is why we always use the term, or at least I do, adult mutual consensual sex. That's the way it should be. A child does not have the ability to give legal adult consensual sex, okay? Here's this article. U.S. soccer coach caught raping 10 unconscious boys. Now, stick with me here. This article has several bullet points, but I'm just going to get to the point here. First of all, I read this soccer coach was an illegal alien. And I've said under the solution category many times, if an illegal alien does a crime, then all the judges, the lawyers, and the politicians who are proponents of illegal immigration, they need to have their wealth stripped, and the money needs to go to the victims' families. I've said this a million times. So, okay, Rich, where's the big government corruption here? Well, in this article, it talks about the DOJ, our Department of Justice, went after the restaurant workers for invading the privacy and being a whistleblower. And what that means is there was footage on this guy's cell phone that he left behind at a restaurant that showed videos of the rapes of 10 unconscious boys. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. The DOJ wants to say the coach is the victim. We're way out there. Logic and common sense and the rule of law is gone. It's out the window. It's no longer you can't see it, okay? So basically, one of the points in this article says that they really hope government workers reading this understand what politicians like Joe Biden has turned them into. I want you to think about that. So I'm going to stick to Vince's venue here, if you will. This is an interview with a radio host, David Riley. He was on the Stu Peters show. Stu Peters was interviewing him. and it was about the Bundy Ranch standoff. Do you remember that? Okay, basically there's new documents that reveal the feds illegally spied. And what they, you really need, this is a little homework, folks. You really need to see how corrupt our government is. There's a whistleblower, Larry Wooten, who's a former special agent of the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, another BLM term. You would not believe what these people had done. And I'm going to just paraphrase some of this intrusive, militaristic, oppressive. This is Bureau of Land Management person, high up. His name was Dan Love. He had a kill book, and that's in quotes, a kill book, which he took credit for driving three of the BLM enemies into committing suicide. Again, you can't make this stuff up. And this new evidence reveals a military-style misinformation campaign by the Bureau of Land Management. So this campaign involved a federal agent contacting Cliven Bundy's daughter and through her acting as an agent provocateur, trying to provoke the Bundys to create a greater confrontation with the feds so the feds could justify a more severe military-style crackdown, including possibly killing the family. And the BLM covered for this guy, Dan Love. You can't make this stuff up. So this is why this Love guy got all these sweetheart deals and promotions. And they made him head of the threat mitigation unit of the Bureau of Land Management. They're literally admitting that they have a unit to set people up. And the CIA and FBI overtly cannot do that. We all know they do it cold.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Eagles, and Rich has been talking about collusion, compromise, bribes, scandals. There's an article in the Internet, Daily Mail, that an Oklahoma man, 60 years old, has a new trial approved after a murder conviction, first-degree murder, because the judge and the prosecutor in the case were in bed together. So the judge and the prosecutor were in bed together, literally. And now it looks like hundreds of cases that were overseen by this particular judge may get thrown out because of the affair between the judge and the prosecutor. That's what's happening, is more and more you're hearing stories like this. It's like every day. Every day there are new crimes that are being committed by the people who are supposed to stop crime. Rich, back to you.
Vince, I am blue in the face giving evidence, proof, facts about our judges, our lawyers, our politicians and bankers who have destroyed the trust of the people. Look, we give information on all this stuff, from the climate change to the COVID to the transfer of wealth, where the money's going from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%, the financial enslavement that people are seeing, the reset, the so-called vaccine bioweapons, the tyrannical dictatorship control over everything, social credit scores, censorship, tracking, tracing, surveillance, assigning sustainability like ESG and EDI, delegitimizing work, universal basic income, the Green New Deal, carbon footprints, critical race theory, digitalized, centralized, whatever. Look, everything run by non-elected people, by selected people, all run by we've given all this information, and we give proof. We don't just talk about it, folks. We give proof by the thousands of facts and evidence and proof. It's unbelievable. Going back to this article about the Bureau of Land Management, this guy Dan Love. You need to see this interview. It's on Stu Peters. It's unbelievable. And this guy Dan Love went to work for the FBI. Imagine my shock. So sticking on big government corruption, missing Biden corruption whistleblower Dr. Gal Luft resurfaces, released 14-minute video detailing criminal allegations against the Biden crime family. So what happens a few days later? U.S. attorney announces charges against co-director of think tank for acting as an unregistered foreign agent. Now they say he's trafficking in arms, violating U.S. sanctions against Iran, and making false statements to federal agencies. Guess who's, what the name of this fella is? Gal Luft. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's corrupt to the bone. It's all corrupt. Here, there's an article I was reading on emerging markets, and they talked about the U.S. on where we are not going, but where we're at. And I'm going to give a few bullet points here, or excerpts from this article. Many of the most important institutions in the U.S. now exhibit a level of corruption that is normal for banana republics. We now see these institutions doing everything from interfering in elections to arresting political opponents and more. The individuals who do this are not punished. If anything, they are given book deals and TV slots. This is how they pay people off, folks. Book deals, artwork, you know, they make them famous. This is how they do it. It's, they care about manufacturing the perception of someone's self-importance and self-preservation, which means self-interest. That's how that works. That's how a lot of these payoffs are done. It's not just money. Pardon my tangent there. The U.S. no longer has a clear rule of law. Those with the correct political leanings and connections can avoid jail time for serious crimes, even treason. How many articles and interviews have we given on treason? Proof. Evidence. Meanwhile, those on the other side of the political spectrum are given lengthy sentences for minor transgressions. Pardon me. The U.S. economy is no longer a manufacturing industrial leader. Decades of outsources have gutted the middle class, resulting in the kind of wealth disparities you see in emerging markets. So now America's children dream of becoming influencers or social media personalities instead of business owners or innovators. This is America, folks. We have fallen. Be right back on the other side for hour number two. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.